person can only speak haq. A person can only speak haq when he is not under pressure of anybody's favors. When you're under pressure of somebody's favors, then you have to be very careful. This person mustn't get offended, that mustn't get offended, that person mustn't get offended, the trustees mustn't get offended. Now, if you're going to worry about 1 dozen people getting offended, then you can't speak on photography, you can't speak on all these other issues. It's very difficult because everybody is involved in it. And then you say that, no, I mustn't speak on this, mustn't speak on that. So then the ulama get carried away too with that, and it just everybody gets involved. So we must acknowledge at least the weakness. The haq must remain in front of us, that this is haq. After that, if a person has got a weakness, then he must acknowledge his weakness, make tawbah, istighfar, or at least, you know, realize that it's a weakness. But if we just get carried away with the flow, and then we are under pressure, then it is very difficult to say anything. Of course, there are times when you say certain things, certain times you don't say. To look at the situation, mauqa shanasi, mardum shanasi, that is a different thing. That is when you are talking to individuals, when you are talking, or if you, when you are trying to explain something, you must be able to explain it so it convinces the person that it is the truth. But if we can't, then at that time we just, if you think that those people will start mocking and criticizing Sharia on an individual level, so then at that time you don't say it, don't create a fitna. First you got to bring them up to that level where they listen to you after that, where they respect you. Even they don't, may not like you, but they respect your, you know, being honest and straightforward and saying that which is haq. Now, unfortunately, this has become a problem in our society, that due to the pressure of trustees, pressure of outsiders, people are unable to say anything. And then what happens is that they get carried away. Whatever they say, you just go along with them. But here, alhamdulillah, it's about 20 years now, I think, with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, and no trustee can tell you that we paid for his rent or light or water or gave him a salary. So there's no pressure at all. Otherwise, I recall our first Jummah here, we had 1.5 saf here for Jummah. The first Jummah we had 1.5 saf here. Now at that time, they were telling me that, no, don't waste your time here, that masjid got big crowd, and they need you here and they need you there. I said, that is not my object, it can be 10 people, 100 people, 50 people. But this area, there's a lot of ignorance and a lot of work has to be done here. So I have to make my namaz. So I told the trustees, why look for an imam? I have to make my namaz, so I'll make the namaz. Because they were looking for an imam, but they were saying, we don't have the money to pay the salary, we don't have the accommodation, we have to pay for rent, light, water, just for the 5-time imamat. So I said, no, you don't have to look for anybody. Inshallah, I will make the namaz. For 2 or 3 years in the beginning, I didn't go anywhere. All the Jummas, all the nights, every bayan, everything. Slowly, 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 Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it grow, and today we're seeing the, with Allah's fazal, the extensions and everything. So it was just because you're not under that pressure. But of course there was a lot of opposition, lots of hurdles, lots of mischief makers were trying to create a lot of problems, but Allah Ta'ala with His fazal kept making us get over those hurdles. So what is required is that with ikhlas you have to just get down to doing something. Ikhlas doesn't just come like that. The reservoir hill of ikhlas are the Ahlullah. When you have connection with them, you take their duas, you take advices from them, then slowly there's barakat in that movement afterward. Then you will see changes coming in the lives of people that are listening to you. Allah Ta'ala must accept.